call the May 3rd County Council meeting to order. First thing on our order here is approval of the agenda. Mr. Baker, we have any changes?
No, I do have one suggested change under executive session to delete pending potential litigation and land acquisition.
Move we approve the agenda with the change?
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second to approve the agenda as amended. Any questions on the motion? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. In our packets were the minutes of April 19th. Anyone have any changes, corrections? Hearing none, they will stand approved as presented. Correspondence, Mr. Rutt.
Thank you. There is one note. This is from Mary Catherine Hopkins, who is the chairperson of the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. Dear County Council members, once again, we wish to send you a great big thank you for your donation for our event, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. It is folks like you that bring us closer to a cure. We would love for you to attend our event October 2nd at Dell Tech at 9 a.m. Looking forward to seeing you there, Mary Catherine Hopkins. That's it. Thank you.
Anybody from council have anything? Okay, Mr. Baker.
Thank you. The first item is American Legion presentation of poppies. And with us today, we have Ms. Cindy Phillips and representatives from the American Legion Post 28 Auxiliary. And we're glad to have them here this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. As he said, my name is Cindy Phillips. This is Little Miss Poppy from Auxiliary Unit 28. I also have Ms. Helen Skelton. She's our past unit president, past department president, and she's currently the National Eastern Division chairman for veterans and rehabilitation.
Oh.
And I can't forget my driver back there, because we'd be nothing without him. We have poppies to present to you, and this small red poppy is handmade by a hospitalized veteran. The money they receive making these poppies and all the monies donated for the poppy help hospitalized and disabled veterans. I think it's fitting in the year that the last surviving U.S. World War I veteran passed away to remember that the poppy started during the war to end all wars. Poppies were blooming in the fields where our soldiers were laid to rest on foreign soil. 90 years later, we still promote this little red poppy to let all veterans know that their sacrifices have not been forgotten. And as war continues to drag on for this country, we use this red poppy to let our deployed military know that we support them. So thank you very much for wearing a poppy.
Well, thank you very much for what you do. Mm.
Thank you.
Little Miss Poppy. How about that?
What's up?
Little Miss Poppy.
Thank you.
There's Big Poppy out there.
Man, we got poppies everywhere now. We got Miss Poppy, Little Miss Poppy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You got in front of her.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Poppy. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming today.
Place like warm, huh?
Yes.
Thank you for having us today. We really appreciate what you do for us.
Well, thank you very much for coming. We appreciate all you
appreciate
do.
What you
and
do.
I think
we got something for him.
Need a motion though.
Okay.
Okay. Need a motion.
I'll make a motion that we grant this. Is that the motion?
Yes.
Okay. We have a little a gift for the poppies and the American Legion of $100. So I'd like to make a motion that we donate $100 towards the poppy program here, presentation of poppies.
And second.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions on the motion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Mr. Cole, can you present that for us? That'd be great. Get your photo op out there.
$100.
Little Miss Poppy.
Little Miss Poppy.
There you go. That's right. That's right.
She likes that.
Let her take care of the money.
Here you go. You hold the dot. There you go.
Yeah, keep an eye on her. Don't let her go to the outlets on the way home.
One more.
I'm kind of the pin. This won't work.
That's a keeper.
Thank you very much.
Get out of here.
I'll let you on.
The next item is a report from the Freeman Foundation on their activities, and I believe they also have a request, and we have with us today Ms. Patty Grimes from the Freeman Foundation, and to explain the various programs that are sponsored by that organization.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm well, and you?
We're great. We're getting somewhere. Here we go.
Hey, Pat. Thanks.
Hi. Good to see you.
Good morning, and thank you for having me today. I'm Patty Grimes, Executive Director of the Joshua M. Freeman Foundation. And as you might expect, our foundation is passionate to be part of the arts in Sussex County. The arts opportunities that we bring here in the county are vital for both the lifestyle and the sustainability of our region. The Joshua Freeman Foundation is a public charity, and we are unveiling our fourth season. The foundation will present the Freeman Stage at Bayside, which is located between Fenwick Island and Selbyville, and we will partner with the community to present over 50 performances this summer and provide inspired arts education for all. These performances will begin on opening night, June the 17th, and thereafter will be every Thursday night, every Friday night, and every Saturday morning is our children's hour, and we do have some Saturday evening performances as well. New in 2011, or actually 2010, we started an offstage program, and our offstage program allows us to present the arts in other areas of the county after the season. The Freeman Stage at Bayside is an outdoor venue. So the offstage gives us about 12 other opportunities to present in the western part of the county or the eastern part of the county, depending on the venue. We are getting our... I had a little slideshow. Is it about ready?
Well...
Not quite. I guess I'll... I will go on until we're ready for that.
I'll just keep talking.
Over 70% of performances at the Freeman Stage at Bayside are free. This summer, on Friday and Saturday night, our performances will be $10. But at the Freeman Stage, students 18 and under are always free, which makes it very affordable for families or seniors to come to the stage. So a couple could come for $20, or a whole family could come for $20. And I would dare say that you could find that type of quality entertainment anywhere else on the shore. Are we ready? So I don't know, I think a few of the council have been to the Freeman Stage before, but I thought I'd give you a little overview of just what types of performances that we present at the Freeman Stage. And these are actual photographs that occurred during our programming in 2010.
Thank you.
So that gives you a little flavor of the types of art that we present at the stage and throughout the county. You saw everything from ballet to hip-hop to opera to country and tribute bands. Our first phase, when we started this in 2008, we thought it was about the building and the facility. What we found out three successful seasons later and 50,000 people was that it was about the experience, not necessarily the structure. So our purpose is to create opportunities that elevate the human spirit, and it's also about access for all. We are fulfilling our purpose by asking others to partner with us to present memorable performances and provide arts education that inspires everyone. Last year, our outreach efforts had impact on over a dozen organizations and approximately 4,000 lives. This year, we hope to expand to involve 6,500 people who previously would not have access to this type of performances. As we enter our fourth year presenting the arts at the Freeman Stage at Bayside and with our offstage program, we will have invested as a foundation $2.2 million to bring the arts to the Mid-Atlantic region, and that doesn't include human capital, which means our salaries. This is no small investment. It's a huge commitment by an organization that believes we can impact the community by pioneering into a new arts territory. Although the Carl M. Freeman Foundation is our angel investor in terms of seeding our initial startup, we must accept the responsibility locally for our own organization's viability. That's why you'll see us focus this year on improving our long-term sustainability with both financial and human resources. Although 70% of our performances are free, we will be charging for shows $10 on Friday and Saturday nights. We are actively seeking corporate and individual sponsors. We are cultivating more volunteer involvement. We are seeking local leadership to serve with us. And we have received grants from the Mid-Atlantic Arts Foundation, the Pennsylvania Arts Performance on Tour, and the Delaware Division of the Arts. We are asking the community this year to be part of the arts, about these cultural experiences. Our future success and the benefit for all to enjoy the arts are vital to the region. They are also an economic driver. We know from statistics that those who come and visit the arts actually spend 23% more as tourists in the area, and they actually come to our area and spend other dollars, which is roughly about $400 a night for everyone who comes to our area to as a tourist for the arts. And I've got those statistics from our economic development office in Dover. Partnering with individuals and businesses allow us to forge ahead to be a vital source of these experiences. We would like to partner with Sussex County to help us overcome one of our biggest challenges, which is access. In the summer months, when our focus is on providing exceptional arts experiences at the Freeman Stage at Bayside, though we provide access for all and it's open, many unable are physically to get to our area because of transportation. Although we work with a lot of nonprofit organizations, some of them which you may know, Big Brothers Big Sisters, La Esperanza, Primos Pasos, First State Community Action, St. Michael, the Archangel with the Latino community. What we found is a tank of gas is the difference between putting food on the table and paying an electric bill for these people at this point. So arts is something that has tremendous impact on children and for families, but they have to make other choices. And often, even when we have our outreach programs and offstage programs in Georgetown, we have families who can't come because they're either one-person families where one mother is working or the father's working, and there's no one to take care of the children, or both parents are working. So we rely on these nonprofit organizations to work with us and hopefully bus children and families. Or even we've had senior citizen groups come to our stage, but transportation is the key. And I'm here today because I'm hoping that the County Council and Sussex County can help us continue in the creation of these opportunities to elevate the human spirit and to bring arts opportunities for all. Any financial assistance that you can provide to help us with the transportation gaps would be hugely beneficial to those in our county. The Joshua M. Freeman Foundation is a charitable nonprofit organization. Our success is dependent in partnering with others like Sussex County in order to provide these inspired arts education for everyone. A vibrant arts presence is essential for thriving, strong communities. We hope that you will consider partnering with us to ensure this goal. Like I said, the only other thing I wanted to mention is that we do, and just to clarify, the Josh Freeman Foundation is public charity, so one-third of our funds have to come from public sources, and that's our IRS rule. So two-thirds of it can come from private foundations, which is why you see us actively supporting and asking for money.
Any question from council?
I'm going to be giving a talk to some people who would be very interested, and I'd like to get some information that I can hand out, small brochures that I can hand out.
Yeah, and that's great,
yeah.
Councilman Deaver and Councilwoman Deaver. In your packet, the calendar is something that we have printed 20,000 of those, and we try to distribute them all over the county, so you can feel free to email me if you'd like to have. Any, we'll bring them to your offices. Mm-hmm. We'll bring them anywhere.
Okay, great.
A bus that brings 50 children and families to the stage is about $200. A $5,000 contribution by the council would allow 1,250 underserved people in our county to come and enjoy the arts experiences. Mm-hmm. So I would like to ask the council to entertain a contribution to help us. The benefits not only to the residents and the support from the council, we do have a playbill that we provide at every single performance at the Freeman Stage, and we would certainly give the council an ad in our program to show their support of the arts and arts education.
You would probably, wouldn't she need to make that in writing a request, Dave, to...
Yes, we do have a letter.
Oh, we did, okay, we do have, okay.
I have the letter.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I didn't see it too much.
Yes,
okay. Okay, and that answers the question, that's all right.
There's some money, I believe, left in our Councilmatic fund, just a little bit.
Your community improvement grant?
County council grants.
What have you got, Mr. President?
It's like money? $715.
And the county council grant?
Yes. I think this is an excellent example of a public-private partnership opportunity for this council. This government has been able to remain very fiscally responsible by partnering with organizations as opposed to taking on new bureaucracies. Mm-hmm. We don't have a Parks and Rec program. Rather, we contribute money to nonprofits such as this that can benefit the public at large. I'll contribute $2,500 from my discretionary fund to this effort, along with that $715, and I would encourage the council maybe to also join me at some level.
They will also care to contribute.
What do we need to get up to five from all of us? Let's see.
Well, Councilman Phillips doing $2,500. We got $715 left in the grant money, so we're that's
$4,246. $4,46. Well. I'll contribute $500 from my account.
Okay.
Do 500 times.
Can you put me down for five? That gets another five.
And I'll do five.
And that's up to Sam now for five.
Zero.
Okay. So that gives us how much does that come to?
And you were 5-2, Mr. Vincent?
Yes, ma'am. Like 4715,
is that over.
Something close to my mind? I'm not a mathematician, but it just
4215.
Yeah. 5215.
Right.
5215.
Is that what it knows? Okay. We got 25555 and 715, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. I appreciate on behalf of Michelle Freeman and the Joshua Freeman Foundation. I do have two of our employees here today, Doug Phillips and Blake McManus. We appreciate your support, and we hope to see you this summer at the Freeman Stage. Thank you.
And the last thing we've got to do is have a motion and a second to do this. We have a motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant the $715 that's remaining in the county council grants and $2,500 from Councilman Phillips's money, $500 from mine, $500 from Councilman Colwin, $500 from Councilwoman Deaver. Mm-hmm. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Baker, Administrator's report.
The next item is the Administrator's report, and public information will be held on May 3rd at 6 p.m. tonight at the West Complex in Georgetown. The meeting will provide the public with information on the environmental assessment related to our county airport. Representatives from the county, state, FAA, and the county's consultants will be there to answer questions and provide information. The meeting will provide an opportunity for public comment as required. State Rail Plan, DLDOT and DART have prepared a new state rail plan, which is currently available for public review and comment. Public comment must be received by May 16th for the revised plan, which is required by the federal government for federal funding. There is some information attached, and there is more available online. Chad Spicer Memorial Dedication. A dedication will be held on May 5th on the circle of a memorial in honor of Chad Spicer, sponsored by the town of Georgetown. Attached is information regarding the program. Vincent Overlook, substantial completion. The engineering department granted substantial completion to Vincent Overlook Phase 2A on April 19th. Developer is Vincent Overlook, and the project is located at the intersection of Route 88 and Road 261, which is part of the West Rehoboth expansion of Dewey Sewer District. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Jim Hicken, Airport Manager.
Good morning. As you may recall, I was at the last meeting with this item. I understand there was some confusion about it, and I was asked to come back today to represent it. One of our tenants in the industrial park, American Portable Mini Storage, is looking for your approval to sublease a portion of their property, which is Lot 23, to Delaware Landscape Construction. Under the terms of the American Portable lease, all that's required is your approval for them to do it. There's no requirement for you to approve their agreement or anything like that. So that's the reason I'm here today. Jeff Burton from American Portable Mini Storage is here. I asked him just to say a couple words about why this is important to his business.
Mr. Burton.
Hi, good morning. My name is Jeff Burton, and I am the president of American Portable Mini Storage. You know, in 2007, the company was set out to do great things, and we were spreading out around the country. We opened seven agencies around the country, and we were looking to feed those agencies with portable mini storage units produced here in the industrial park. We, as an industry, are a moving company that doesn't supply any labor, so when the country stopped moving, my company stopped growing. Since then, I have provided the company with funds to pay its debt load out of my personal account. And I'm currently have approvals to restructure my debt for refinancing through WISFIS. All those are approved, and I'm trying to do everything I can to keep from having to pay the company to keep afloat out of my personal account. And I've known Matt Blakeman for 15 years, and he has Delaware Construction Services, and he has always been extremely honorable. I've had business dealings with him for the last 7 years. And just a great guy, meticulous, clean, neat. He's also going to be responsible for keeping the grounds at the industrial park along with my help, and just keep it nice looking. And so the little bit of lease money that we're getting from renting out half of my warehouse space would just go a long way towards helping the company.
Any questions, Council?
Well, the question would be then, if you'd end up the worst case scenario, having to fold up operation, how does that affect the sublet? Does it all?
I have approvals now to refinance my debt from, I have commitment letters from WISFIS, and that will.
But yeah, okay, a year from now, 2 years from now, still something happens to you.
Correct.
I'm just curious about how it's, if, because he's the one that has the lease. So if his lease gets voided somehow, then it affects the sublet too, right?
At
all, there's linkage there, right?
Right.
There would be, yes.
Right.
So he's still the main?
Yeah.
His lease would terminate and...
Right.
Okay. Then
there'd be no grounds for the sublease.
The terms are sort of coordinated then, or the leases are coordinated. The sublessor cannot do something that the lessee is not allowed to do, in other words. So in a sense, the lessee is, or the lessor, is overlooking the sublet. Can we count on that, or is that something we look at?
We would cover that on the terms of the lease with American mm-hmm. Portable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It would be like one of their employees doing something that violated the lease.
The lease is with American Mini Storage, and that's who the council would look to enforce any sublease.
Okay.
So if there's a violation mm-hmm. of the sublease, this gentleman here is the one who's actually mm-hmm. on the
buck
the
stops
hook.
There. Right.
Right.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Actually, you're responsible paying the rent.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
I make a motion and we accept it.
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
But go ahead.
And the other thing you need to know is if you approve this, then we'll have to amend the lease for the use of the property. Right now, the lease only covers things that American Portable does, you know, building and selling storage units. So it'll have to be amended to allow, you know, the things that the subtenant does.
Should we then wait till you have the new lease amended?
No, because all that's required in the lease is that you approve them doing that, and you know, we can come back later, assuming you approve it mm-hmm. with a document that can be signed without coming back to a council meeting. But I do have a motion that covers all that.
Okay.
Unless you...
Certainly help yourself.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the use of Lot 23 at the Sussex County Industrial Air Park by American Portable Mini Storage, Inc. for the storage of landscape machinery and office equipment, and consents to American Portable Mini Storage, Inc. entering into a commercial lease agreement with Delaware Landscape Construction, LLC, subject to American Portable Mini Storage, Inc.'s compliance with their existing lease with Sussex County, dated November 1st, 2004.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Next, Julie Cooper, Angola North Tower. Good morning.
Good morning. Originally, I had put Steve Hudson down for this, so I apologize. I'm Julie Cooper. The agenda said Steve Hudson. As part of the Angola Sanitary Sewer District project, for the pump stations to be able to communicate with our SCADA system so that operations can be remotely monitored and controlled, there needed to be a new connecting communication tower. And that's what this part of the project is for. It's been designed and it's been bid out, and I received 3 bids. And I put this in your packet last week.
Yes, ma'am.
The apparent low bidder is Mid-Atlantic Contracting Incorporated of Woodbine, Maryland. If you have any questions.
Okay, any questions of
I'd like to know more about the tower.
Okay.
It's 170 feet mm-hmm. tall, and which is rather low for mm-hmm. a tower. It's relatively small. It would be located on the site of the old Angola landfill, which mm-hmm. is county property.
Okay.
It's away good. From any houses, or mm-hmm. We don't have to do any clearing or anything to install it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Any more questions of Ms. Cooper?
There's no tower nowhere near there? No tower around there?
No, Steve Hudson did a thorough investigation of the best way for these communication pieces to connect. And this was the best location for it.
Is there going to be a hearing for that?
Excuse me?
Is there going to be a public hearing for that? No?
No, we contacted planning and zoning, and there were no issues.
We're exempt from having to do that.
Interesting.
Right, Dave?
Yes.
We're the county property.
Yes. It's our property.
This is...
So we
any,
can just
any more questions?
Now, if a cell company would like to rent part of this tower, can they use it? I'm wondering.
I don't know, Mike.
Yes. Would you come forward, please?
This will be a revenue-generating tower, possibly.
Yes, Michael Izzo, county engineer. We have sized a tower so that, you know, cell companies, for example, could come in and rent space. For example, we have the water tower in Dewey Beach, which is a little bit more of a prime location, but we're receiving well over $6,000 a month just on rental for that space, and we always have different people contacting us. So this tower was sized to accommodate AT&T, Verizon, whoever would be interested in making use of it. And I know, like, Mr. Cole's area there was just, you know, a big to-do for, I think it was AT&T looking for space, and it got our Board of Adjustment. So this would be another location in the Angola area that would benefit the local users and also would create some revenue for us. It's also part of our link of communications we're trying to establish throughout the county, which would help our IT department and also Joe Thomas's operations as well, would make use of this tower.
Is this a still-standing tower, or is it a tower with wires?
Yeah. Yeah, we've gotten away from the guy wires, and okay, the self-standing ones seem to work better.
And how far is it from the nearest home?
The closest community is the Lockwood subdivision, and trying to think how far it would be as the crow flies. 500 to 1,000 feet is what I'm going to say.
They're going to be seeing it then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's a rather low. I mean, for example, we put two towers up in the last couple of years, 480 feet tall in Williamsville and at the South Coastal plant. Mm-hmm. And we had public hearings and nobody showed up, and we've never had one complaint. And those are significantly higher. Have strobe lights. This is low enough that it's not even a hazard that require lights. I don't see it being a big issue. It's located on the landfill, which is kind of a remote property.
I got one question. Maybe when you cited all these other taller towers, is 170 feet sufficient? I mean, is it something we could go a little higher, or should we look to go, once you build it, I mean, it's now's the time to either make it bigger or smaller.
We looked at that, but when you get above I think it's either 190 or 200 feet would require the lighting requirements.
Yeah.
And then that becomes a significant maintenance situation for us. So we thought the unlighted tower was in our best interest.
Well, if we had hearings for the other towers, why aren't we have a hearing for this? This is my district, and I'm a little concerned about it.
Well, it wasn't required. And again, we felt like it was low enough that it was not a significant impact on the community. We did have to do an environmental assessment and go through that whole process and get that approved by DENREC and the federal government. Did we have public notice requirements for that?
No.
But we did go through that process. And again, because of the low height of the tower, we just didn't think it was significant. And again, being located on the old landfill property, there's probably other more significant hazards associated with that than the tower. We do have a warehouse existing there that we use for Habitat for Humanity stores. So it's kind of that type of area where it kind of fits in, we felt like.
Okay. Any more questions of either one? Do we have a motion?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Mike. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Project 1006 Angola North Communication Tower be awarded to Mid-Atlantic Contracting Incorporated of Woodbine, Maryland at the bid amount of $223,138, contingent upon the approval of the funding agencies.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on a motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
No, I think we should have a hearing.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
No, I think we should have a hearing.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A new clicking down.
Brad Hawks.
I like it.
Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District.
Good morning, all. This action is somewhat of a housekeeping, contractual housekeeping issue. The project for Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer construction is essentially done. This would be the second phase of the work in that area. This action is considered substantial completion. It's well defined within our terms of our contract as far as pipe work and significant items have been completed in that area. and I know Mr. Baker is feverishly working on rates and things of that nature to bring to council for residents to begin connecting to the system. And again, this is substantial completion for contract 08-10, and I do have a motion if there are no questions.
Any questions of Hawks? Motion, please.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants Whitman, Reckwart & Associates, LLP, and the County Engineering Department, that Sussex County Council grants substantial completion effective March 29th, 2011 for the Sussex County contract 08-10 Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District to Bunting & Murray Construction Corporation, and that the final payment be made and any final retainage released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
We will entertain a motion from someone.
So moved.
Motion.
Second.
And a second. Any question on a motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mrs. Webb, grant requests.
Thank you. First one today, the Bethany Beach 4th of July Parade Committee.
Yeah, I believe I've given, what there was her amount?
$1,000.
Huh? $1,000. I'd like to give $1,000 for fireworks in Bethany Beach.
I have a motion.
Second.
And a second to grant $1,000 to Mr. Cole's account to Bethany Beach 4th of July Parade Committee for expenses. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Mark Inc.
Where is it?
Oh, that's, can you tell just a little bit about that program?
It is an organization that supplies military personnel. They will supply PTSD, the post-traumatic stress disorder, resources to help veterans cope with that throughout the county and public places that they can look for free.
Have we contributed to it before?
It's new.
Are they asking?
Well, they're not new, but we haven't contributed to that before.
Are they asking for a particular amount?
They're asking for $1,000.
Mm-hmm. I move we give $200 each.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to grant $200 from each councilmatic account. Any question on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Gators men's softball team.
That's a previous request, is it not?
Yes.
And that was, what did we do last year?
Last year we did $400, $300 from Mr. Vincent and $100 from Mr. Phillips.
Okay with that? I'll make that motion.
I have a motion to do the same thing this year. I need a second.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to grant the Gators men's softball team for travel tournament expenses $300 from my account, $100 from Councilman Phillips' account. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Vote yes. Motion carried.
The Millville Volunteer Fire Company.
Chief, Mr. Cole.
Yes, I would like to give $500 to the Millville Fire Company for
anniversary expenses.
Their continuing efforts with their 75th anniversary.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to grant $500 from Councilman Cole's account to the Millville Volunteer Fire Company for anniversary expenses, 75 years. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes.
And the Lewis Historical Society.
Yeah, these shows bring a lot of people to Lewis, and it bumps up the economy somewhat, and I would like to contribute $2,000 to this.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to grant $2,000 from Mrs. Deaver's account to the Lewis Historical Society for annual Chautauqua tent sale, tent show. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Rutt.
Yes, I have one ordinance. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a dirt borrow pit to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 31.02 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Phillips, introduce it. We have no additional business before council, Chip, is that correct? Do I signed up? Okay. We entertain a motion to go to executive session for job applicants, qualifications, and personnel.
So moved.
Have a motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. We'll now go to executive session.